Last week on Wings.
The Wharf Playhouse is putting on a production of Phantom of the Opera. It's about a deranged ex-producer of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Where do they need a leading man? Maybe they're parts for all of us.
That string quartet gig, huh?
I know I kept saying that music was out of my system, but I was just kidding myself. I miss it so much, Brian.
I think we should buy Helen a new cello.
Where are we going to get $15,000?
The real point is, how many chances do we have to change a person's life?
How could you guys do this to me?
Well, wire it up, pop a pleated shade on it, be a darn nice floor lamp.
Let's rehearse the opening number. Places, everyone. And 5, 6, 7, 8.
Phantom, phantom, I don't believe in phantom. I never have, I never shall, not I. I believe in me, and that's the thing you see that gets me by. That gets me by.
I must admit, the first time we did that number, I was a little skeptical, but now I'm sure. We stink on ice.
Where's Helen?
In her kitchen. Okay, everybody, remember, costume fittings tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Roy, wear underwear.
Helen, come out here.
Go away.
Helen.
Look, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, well, we're going to. What the hell just happened?
I can't accept that cello. I don't mean to seem ungrateful. It's just that the last thing I need is you two taking pity on me.
Oh, Helen, come on. We didn't give it out of pity. We gave it out of friendship.
You don't understand. This just sends a message to me that my life is so pathetic that you two need to ride in on your white horses and save me.
It was just supposed to be a friendly gesture.
A gesture? Hmm. I saw that cello. That's a handcrafted Rumati. They'll sell for almost $12,000.
You only went to one store, didn't you? Helen, you're taking this all wrong. Are you listening to me? Listen, you, for 20 years, you were there for us, okay? When Joe crashed the plane, you were there for us.
I was on the plane. I had no choice.
Yeah, but afterwards, you did all those nice things to cheer us up. Right. You made those brownies.
Not $12,000 worth of brownies.
15.
God, did you only go to one store?
Helen, look. It would make us happy to give you this. Let us be there for you just this once.
I could never pay you back.
I'll tell you what. Go to that audition, get the job, we'll call it even.
This is probably the most wonderful thing anybody's ever done for me. I love you guys. If you don't want to see me cry, let's just leave it at that.
You crying, Joe?
Only if you are.
No way.
Yeah, me either.
Nice indeed. We'll call you. Don't wait by the phone. You here to audition?
Yes, sir, I am.
Come.
Whoa, babe alert. I want her.
Shut up, Johnny. Allow me to introduce our quartet. I, of course, am Carl Spengler. Here, in black, she with the laughing eyes, Miss Lydia Detmeyer. There, on violin, Mr. Johnny, no relation to the electronics giant, Toshiba. Now, tell us a little something about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm originally from Texas.
Too much! What is your musical background?
Oh, I see. being up here, I feel a little bit like I'm on a talk show.
Yeah, we're forced to share the theater with a pathetic little acting troupe putting on a production of Phantom of the Opera. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid?
Yeah, actually, a few of my friends are in it.
Points off. Continue.
Oh, I played in the Sconset High School Chamber Orchestra, and then I didn't do much for the next 10 years. And finally, I was offered second chair in the Boston Philharmonic.
I mean it, Carl. I really, really want her.
Shut up, Johnny!
You're very pretty. Do you consider yourself pretty?
Oh, well...
Oh, just play, for God's sake. Play!
Audition. This is a travesty. How dare you try to replace me?
Kettle, we have been over this time and time again. You were once a valued member of the quartet, but you are voted out. Now, shoo, we have work to do.
But I founded this group.
Yeah, and at our last performance, you wore a tuxedo shirt and bicycle pants. We have work to do. Now get back down to the beach with your metal detector and find yourself some change.
Bengler, I promise you, if I am not in this string quartet, there will be no string quartet. Mm. Mm.
You know what, Mr. Spangler? Why don't I just play for you some other time?
Sit! This is your scheduled appointment. The fact that I am so angry, my brain is about to explode out of my head and across the room, should be of no concern to you. Now, play.
Well, you certainly seem to be in a bad mood. Luckily, I have some news that'll cheer you right up. The woman who was supposed to play Oprah Winfrey in the show slipped and sprained her ankle, so now they're giving me her part.
I didn't get picked for the string quartet.
Well, isn't this awkward?
There she is.
Oh, the newest member of the Nantucket String Quartet.
Oh, well,
come on. Yeah.
Now, I had a vision last night. I just know they're going to call you up and offer you that quartet gig.
Oh, well, you know, they did call.
See that?
Huh?
And they told me I lost the job to someone else.
Oh, honey, I'm really sorry. I know how much this meant to you. There's got to be other groups you can audition for, right?
Oh, right. I didn't make it in the Nantucket String Quartet. Where do you go from there? Down to the docks with a tin cup and a monkey? Just take the cello, get your money back.
Well, no, Helen, we can't do that. Yeah, absolutely not. We're not going to let you give up this easily. Yeah, well, no, I mean, we can't get our money back. The music store has an exchange-only policy.
What? You're telling me we have a $15,000 credit at a music store? Great, now we can start that marching band we've always dreamed of.
Miss Triple!
Mr. Spangler, what are you doing here?
I have come here to welcome you as the newest member of the Nantucket String Quartet.
Hey. Oh!
When you are finished, we practice tonight, 7 o'clock sharp.
Oh, Mr. Spangler, I'm a little confused. I thought you picked somebody else.
We did, but that fell through. The important thing is you not consider yourself our second choice.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Good, because you're our third choice.
Lol, I know you're playing the part of a stagehand, but why do you have to rehearse hammering?
Antonio, you might as well ask, why did that actor gain 60 pounds to play the role of Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull?
De Niro?
Of course it was for the money.
Okay, kids, lots of work to do. Come on, let's get off our duffs and make some magic, shall we? All right, now we're going to try and put it on its feet and then pull it all together.
I hate this man.
All right, lighting, let me see the scary flickering. Thank you, lighting. Sound, let me hear the phantom laugh. Thank you, sound. All right, special effects. This is where the 100-pound sandbag comes crashing to the stage. I think we can make that effect a little more special. Let's move on, shall we? All right, Lowell, our phantom had a dental appointment this afternoon. How would you like to play the part?
Would I? Yeah, I mean, the role I have now, a chimp could play. What do you want me to do?
Swing in on a rope.
All right, okay.
Okay. Now, Roy?
Yeah.
Roy?
Yeah.
Roy?
Yeah.
All right, Roy, this is where you, as the producer, are counting us out of a commercial. And action. Not yet, Roy. Swing in when I yell action, phantom.
Okie dokie.
Roy.
Okay, we're back. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Wait, let me just stop you, Roy. You see, just something to remember. Theater is not down here. Theater is up here. Let's try it again.
Okay. We're back in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Oh, yes, that's much better, isn't it? Let's jump ahead, shall we? To phase line... Bernardo, when did you first realize...
Bernardo, when did you first realize that you were only attracted to women who used to be men?
Well, I was in a restaurant. I saw this woman at another table. She was beautiful, but there was something else.
I'll say there was.
Sorry.
Continue, Faye.
Let's hear from the studio audience.
Bernardo, did you ever think maybe that you're confused about your own sexual identity?
Well, I suppose that's possible. Confused. Why am I so confused? Why can't I be like other men who have no yen for women who used to be guys? Why do I like gals who were previously my pals? Why do I like them? Tell me why.
And applause, 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 and action, Phantom! Phantom! Lowell!
Yeah?
Oh, Helen, I've been so busy with the play, I haven't thought to ask you how your rehearsals have been going.
Oh, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And that bald guy had been yelling at me in German. That ghoulish Lydia keeps staring at me, asking me if I think of myself as pretty.
Tell me if you're that unhappy. Why don't you just quit?
Oh, God, I'd love to. But I don't want to disappoint Joe and Brian. I mean, they went into major debt to buy me that cello.
Oh, Helen, your friends are here. I'm good.
Oh, this must be important. You're taking a hell of a chance coming out in the daylight.
Helen, we have something to tell you.
Yes?
Do you want to tell her?
No, you tell her. I'm much too excited.
We are going on tour.
What?
We travel by van. 50 performances in 49 days. It is like a bookmobile. Only we bring classical music to those who aren't usually exposed to it.
Or want to be.
She has been like this all morning. I can't stop her.
Oh, you know, that sounds really super, but, you know, I just can't up and leave my lunch counter here. I mean, these people need me. Isn't that right?
No, not really. Go enjoy yourself. Send us a postcard.
Listen to him, whoever he is.
I'm sorry I didn't introduce you.
Thank you. Come, Popola, we must pack. We leave right after the concert.
Nope, that's it. I've had it. I'm quitting the string quartet.
Well, I thought you said you couldn't quit because Joe and Brian gave you that cello.
Oh, they could give me a cello, a Steinway, a Stradivarius, and a diamond-studded music stand. I am not spending the next 50 days in a van with the Addams family.
I'm telling you, Joe, just one of those things where the minute I saw it, I just knew I had to have it. Oh, hey, that's beautiful. Helen's gonna love it. Helen.
Guys, there's something I have to tell you.
And there's something that we have to tell you.
Well, why don't you go first? Your news looks bigger.
Yeah, it's not much of a surprise now, but we got you this dress for your debut performance.
Oh, guys, you didn't have to do that.
Yes, we did. Helen, we're enjoying this. We wanted to do it. I'm telling you, ever since we bought you that cello, it's like we've become, I don't know, your sponsors. Or
yeah, sort of like the way people must feel when they own a racehorse, you know? You get the excitement of going out to the track. You bring your friends, watch your horse run. You grab some of the glory for yourself.
Right. So just think this dress is sort of a new saddle.
Well, as flattering as that is to be compared to a horse.
Oh, no, come on. You know what we mean. Come on, we're proud of you. That's all. Now, come on, put it on.
Get on.
There you go.
Get on. Come on, put your hands through.
Ready? Here we go. Okay. Oh, there it is. Wow, this is so strange.
But I've never put a dress on a woman before.
Listen, as beautiful and everything as this is, there's something that I have to tell you. All right. Right after the concert tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going with the quartet on a 50-city tour.
All right! That is great! We did it!
Oh, we are so proud of you!
You must feel fantastic.
Oh, I do. I really do. I'm just...
Well, thank you. And this is such a beautiful dress. And I'll see you after the concert tonight. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh. Oh, it's gonna be something seeing her up on that stage, playing her music, you know? You bringing your Walkman?
Absolutely, you.
Oh.
Just think, tomorrow night we're going to be up on that very stage performing Phantom of the Opera. I just hope we get this good a crowd.
I just hope they stay a crowd and don't turn into an angry mob.
Friend, I have terrible news. I spoke to our director. They have canceled Phantom of the Opera.
Thank God.
What happened?
He said we lost our backers.
How could that be? They watched our rehearsals yesterday.
And right after, they said they refused to have the name of Leo's Sludge and Septic associated with such garbage.
Well, I'm so disappointed. I was born to play Oprah. I'll never get a chance to play a part like that again.
I know how you must feel, Faye. There are so few good parts for black women these days.
Bravo.
That wasn't the end of the piece.
If you'd all back me up, it might have been.
What's going on? That's exactly what happens in our play.
Who did this? Who's responsible?
That happens in our play, too. I think they're trying to rip us off.
It's the Phantom! What's the meaning of this?
Oh, it's Winston Catlow.
Oh. Catlow, have you gone out of your mind?
I promise you this quartet would not perform without me.
This is outrageous. That's it. The performance is over. Everybody, go home.
giving orders again. I say you are a tyrant.
I am not a tyrant. I am Austrian. Drop the curtain.
Well, that was nice. Shall we have a bite to eat on the way home?
Hey. So ends another chapter in my brilliant career.
So what happened?
Well, the quartet officially disbanded. Spangler's out in the parking lot mumbling something in German. Little Johnny's grounded. And last I saw, Liddy was resting comfortably in my cello case.
You can't feel too bad about getting away from those people. I don't know how you put up with them for so long.
I had to. For you guys.
What?
Well, you know, all that stuff about how proud you were of me and buying me this beautiful dress and telling me I was a horse. What else was I going to do?
Well, I think maybe we just got too involved. Oh, no, really, this cello has brought you nothing but trouble.
No, it got me playing again. And I have you guys to thank for that. You know, I feel bad, though. You were so excited about hearing me play and you didn't get to.
Well, yeah, sure we did. Yeah, you were great.
Oh, no, that was nothing. Why don't you take a seat and I'll give you a private concert.
Okay. Well, that won't be necessary.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
Think she could see us from over there? Oh, it's pretty dark in here. She always looks at her fingers.
Great.